From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. President reacts. U.S. President Barack Obama says it would be a mistake to send American ground troops to the Middle East to fight Islamic State militants.
It is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors that that would be a mistake.
Speaking at the end of the G20 summit in Turkey, Mr. Obama defended the U.S. military's air campaign in Iraq and Syria to support regional fighters. The American leader rejected calls from some of his U.S. political opponents that only Syrian Christians and not Muslims be allowed to enter the U.S. as refugees. At least 10 U.S. governors are balking at letting Syrian refugees settle in their states in the wake of the Paris attacks.
La France est en guerre. Les actes commis vendredi soir à Paris.
French President François Hollande says his government will step up its offensive in Syria, where Friday's terrorist attack had been planned. Mr. Hollande made the remark in an address to both houses of France's parliament. Also Monday, French authorities detained 23 people in police raids across the country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry landed in Paris Monday under heavy security to show solidarity with France.
Don't mistake what these attacks represent. This is not a clash of civilizations. These terrorists have declared war against all civilization.
John Kerry. At least 7 people were killed in Somalia's capital in a shootout between soldiers at a displaced persons camp. Witnesses say the shooting occurred Monday as people at the camp lined up to obtain food cards. A camp resident says a soldier tried to move people into the line, sparking a dispute that escalated to gunfire. This is VOA News. A new video attributed to the Islamic State is warning of a Paris-style attack on Washington. The unverified video appearing on social media Monday threatened all countries involved in the military operations against the Islamic State, saying it will suffer the same fate as France. U.S. President Barack Obama has named 17 people to receive the Medal of Freedom. Mr. Obama says he will present the medals, the nation's highest civilian honor, at the White House November 24th. The honorees include baseball players Willie Mays and the late Yogi Berra. Recipients from the entertainment industry include film director Steven Spielberg, violinist Yitzhak Perelman, and theater composer Stephen Sondheim. Several singers are among the honorees, Barbara Streisand, James Taylor, and Gloria and Emilio Estefan. A senior United Nations official is warning of a potential migration crisis in the Sahel region of Africa. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The United Nations says the Sahel countries are among the nations most at risk for crises and disasters. It reports more than 24 million people in the 9 Sahelian countries are expected to suffer from moderate to severe hunger next year. It warns about 750,000 children across the region will lose their lives because of malnutrition. Nutrition-related causes. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will travel to Pyongyang, North Korea, later this week for a possible meeting with Kim Jong-un. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi attended a closed session of the parliament Monday. I should say a closing session of the current parliament Monday. Her party, the National League for Democracy, recently won a landslide victory over the government and military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. The NLD will have an absolute majority in the new parliament. 17 Angolans accused of planning a rebellion and coup have gone on trial in Luanda. Authorities arrested the activists in June after they met to discuss a book called From Dictatorship to Democracy. Their defense lawyer told the court Monday charges should be dropped because the activists broke no laws and have a constitutional right of freedom of speech. Amnesty International is calling the trial a travesty of justice. Israeli troops shot and killed at least 2 Palestinians when clashes erupted during an attempt to destroy the house of a suspected Palestinian attacker. The house being targeted was that of Mohammed Abu Shaheen, accused of killing an Israeli man in June. The Israeli military says hundreds of Palestinians threw rocks and firebombs at security forces, prompting them to return fire Monday at the Kalandia refugee camp near Ramallah. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.